늘으시기 바랍니다. 수회파대 늘으시 수레 남노시나 너시 수레 남노시 سوره اخلاص بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم수레파대 늘시
Hazrat Bahauddin Naqshband Rahimahullah, who is the head of the Naqshbandi Silsila order, and this verse is recited as dua and prayer, as khatam for him for his ithali thawab, for the reward to be conveyed and assigned to him.
Ya
whichever pious elder we do recite prayers and du'as for, that the pious elders have stated that in that gathering of dhikr, the fares and blessings from that specific pious elder and wali of Allah, the fares will reach to that gathering. That's why we recite these kalimats, and it's an order to recite these verses beforehand. Everything we've attained and achieved has been via the blessings of our mashayikh, pious predecessors. That's why we recite, do dua and prayers for our pious elders beforehand. And after that we do maraqba and dhikr. So after praying and doing dua for our pious elders and asking Allah to give the ithal and thawab to convey the rewards to them, then we attain their fares and their blessings in maraqba and in dhikr. And I'm explaining this to you for this reason, so we can realize and understand what system and method, which spiritual system is being observed. And all of these kalimat, all these verses are azim, great, they are ism-i adam, each and every one. And they have been taught to us, sent, communicated to us via our pious predecessors. They each received ilham, inspiration, that these verses are beneficial. We don't select them ourselves. Rather, from centuries, these verses have been communicated to us. And Allah Ta'ala has made us understand that the salikeen, that recite these verses and attain the thawab, reward. That's why every pious elder in our silsila, in our order, each pious elder has a verse connected and assigned to him. So these kalimat, these verses, should not be recited without permission, unless the sheikh, your teacher, has given ijaza, permission.
Ya baqin tul baqin
This is that great Shaykh from the Naqshbandi order, due to whom the Naqshbandi silsila was introduced and reached to the Indian subcontinent. He brought the Naqshbandi order first and foremost to the Indian subcontinent. Hazrat Baqi Billah Rahmatullah Alayh, his grave is in Delhi. And our pious elders, many of our pious elders in our Naqshbandi silsila, are buried in the Indian subcontinent, mashallah. Rather, I would say that all of them are buried in the Indian subcontinent.
Ya baqiyan tal baqiyan. Ya baqiyatul baqi Nirushya.
This azim kalima, this azim great verse, is connected to pious elder Naqshbandiya, Silsila Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya, the founder of Naqshbandiya Mujaddadiya Silsila, Hazrat Sheikh Ahmed Farooqi Sarhandi Rahimahullah. This verse is connected and assigned to him, Alhamdulillah, for Ithalithwa, to convey the reward to him. This great kalama verse is connected to Hazrat Sheikh Ahmed Farooqi Sarhandi Rahmatullahi's respected son, Hazrat Khwaja Masoom Rahimahullah. And his maqam, his status, was very unique in our silsila. And just as through him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spread all the fairs throughout the whole world, that he had between 800,000 to 1 million students, murids, from amongst whom there were many famous and well-known people. There were kings of their time included in his students. The kings of India, Mughal emperors, the Mughal dynasty, they were also bayah and students of Hazrat Khwaja Masoom. And Aurangzeb was bayah to him, and Hazrat Jahangir Rahimahullah was bayah and a student of Hazrat Khwaja Masoom. And Hazrat Khwaja Masoom Rahimullah gave Khilafah. He made Hazrat Jahangir Rahimullah his deputy, and his grave is in Lahore. And Alhamdulillah, today great mashaykh, great walis of Allah go to his grave and do maraqabah, meditate. And our Hazrat Rahimullah, my Hazrat, whenever he would go to Punjab, Lahore, first and foremost he would go to his grave and do maraqabah and meditate. And Hazrat would state that this is the Khalifa about whom Hazrat Mujaddad al-Afthani rahmatullahi stated that Allah asked me that what will you have you brought for me, and I will present Jahangir and say I brought him. So he was a king. So this is Hazrat Khwaja Masoom rahimahullah. This verse is related to him, and this is the prayer and dua for him, the khatam for him.
La ilaha illallah anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin. La ilaha illallah anta subhanaka inni kuntu minas zalimin. ദൃശ്യം.
This great verse is connected to a very gentle and sensitive Sheikh from the Naqshbandi order, and his mazar, his grave is in Delhi, Hazrat Mirza Mazhar Janejana Rahimahullah. Subhanallah, just as he was sensitive and gentle, this kalima is assigned to him.
Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika istaghith. Ya hayyu ya qayyum bi rahmatika istaghith. Dhaniko fadlullahi yu'tihi man yasha. Dhaniko fadlullahi yu'tihi man yasha. 何こほぬのいよてまいよしょつらんな。
This azim, great kalima, which is in various places in the Quran, this is connected to that Naqshbandi Shaykh, subhanallah, that just as in the Indian subcontinent, Hazrat Baqi Billah, rahimahullah, introduced and brought the Naqshbandi order and silsila to the Indian subcontinent, in the same way, Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi, rahmatullah alayh, introduced and brought the silsila Naqshbandiya to Pakistan. And after that, however much and to the extent to which this silsila has spread, alhamdulillah, this is all the fares of Hazrat Fazl Ali Quraysh, rahimahullah. And his mazar, his grave, is in the village that he constructed himself, and he named that village himself Miskinpura, and that is where today his grave is present. And his fares, his blessings, his effect, how much it has spread far and wide, and how much Allah Ta'ala has given to people, we are experiencing this ourselves. That all of the mashayikh today in the world who are attached to Naqshbandi, the Naqshbandi order, are due to the fares and are receiving the fares of Hazrat Fazl Ali Qureshi rahmatullah alayh. This beautiful kalima verse is connected to the great Sheikh, the Qayyum of his time, the Ghawth al-Azam, the Sheikh of the Mashayikh, Hazrat Hafidh Mawlana Ali Murtada rahimahullah, whose fares, whose blessings, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, has reached to Britain, UK, and across the whole world. And at this time, right now, alhamdulillah, if we look in terms of numbers, then 1,500 people are doing dhikr and do dhikr. And this is the effect of my Hazrat, rahimahullah, due to his hukam, his order. the name of Allah came to this barren, dry and thirsty land, and the dhikr of Allah was introduced. And his mazar, his grave, is in his hometown, his home village, where many great sheikhs, himself Hazrat Fadl Ali Qureshi Ram, they would come to Hazrat's Khanqa, because Hazrat Sahib's father himself was a great sheikh, and he was a sheikh ul hadith in Dakkan Saharanpur at that time when Hazrat Rashid Ahmad Gangohi rahmatullah alayhi was alive, when Hazrat Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi was alive. So Hazrat Sahib's respected father was a sheikh of the Chishti order, and he was also sheikh ul hadith there. So many great mashayikh and pious elders, Hazrat Saharanpuri rahmatullah alayhi, on various occasions came to Hazrat Sahib's father's Khanqa in Gadai Sharif. And my Hazrat, his grave is there, subhanallah, where his Khanqa is, where people would take off their shoes. Hazrat Sahib himself selected the place for his grave, the position that bury me here, next to where people take off their shoes. Imagine his humility, humbleness, subhanallah. Very hard will it be to find somebody like this. Maybe somebody's grave you will hear in your life, they have said that, bury me where every man takes off his shoes. To the left side is Hazrat Sahib's grave. Allahu Akbar, Allah is great. Such humbleness. In the Sahih Hadith, it is stated that the person who demonstrates humility, humbleness, Allah Ta'ala elevates him and increases his rank. And on the day of judgment, may Allah Ta'ala elevate his name. May Allah Ta'ala spread his faiz, his blessings. May his fares and blessings and effect reach to the whole world. And on the day of judgment, may he be from amongst all of the Naqshbandi mashayikh, pious elders. May he be unique and separate and special. May Allah give him a special rank and status on that day.
La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahum mulku wa lahum hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu lahum mulku wa lahum hamdu wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir. La ilaha illallah malikul haqqul mubin.
Whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give me the ability and capability to travel to Madinatul Manawara for Ziyarah, Then next to the pulpit, the member of Rasulullah, there's a doorway that you can go through. And when you go through that doorway, you reach to the Rawd al-Mubarak, to the holy fence. That doorway, on top of that doorway, this verse is written, La ilaha illallah al-malikul haqqul mubin. So regularly I would look at these verses, at this verse, and I'd like looking at this verse. I'd prefer to look at it and read it, read these verses. Then Allah Ta'ala gave me His fadl, and with the grace of Allah, Allah Ta'ala assigned this kalima to this ajiz, to this humble servant.
La ilaha illallah malikul haqqul mubin. La ilaha illallah malikul haqqul mubin. La ilaha illallah malikul haqqul mubin. Nevde Pak.
Our pious elders have stated, our mashayikh have stated, that every loss can be compensated for, but the company of the shaykh that is lost out, that is missed, cannot be compensated for. You cannot make up for it. Subhanallah. Never did I do dhikr in this way, like we have just done now, and never on this basis have I ever mentioned our mashayikh, our pious elders who are in the Naqshbandi silsila, Naqshbandi order, nor have I ever commentated or given the commentary or explanation in depth on these kalimat verses. And I don't know why today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, on this beautiful and great night of Ramadan, when we are about to embark upon the last final third of Ramadan, Allah ta'ala has instilled these thoughts into my mind, and this gathering at this time, and imagine the color and the effect and the fares of the Naqshbandi mashayikh that is here at the moment, the fares, the blessings, is without any comparison. We cannot compare. And really, really, truthfully, I will say that maybe before today I've never spoken like this, and probably after today I won't speak like this. So this majlis is special, and if a person misses it or wastes it, then he can never compensate for that loss. The fares that we have got today from the mashayikh, our pious elders in this gathering, I think that probably that time will not come again that we will attain this fares again. My brothers, my friends, this is tasawwuf. The path of tasawwuf is an ajeeb and unique thing indeed. Very ajeeb and unique. And Allah Ta'ala's qurb and marifa, when He opens the doors to His qurb and marifa, there's no other comparison to that feeling and emotion. Allah has given you this ni'mah, this gift, this treasure. We have a big nisbat, a big connection. We should be careful and cautious. We shouldn't waste time. We should value this. We should appreciate this. And one more thing, tie a knot on this point. Tie it firmly and hard, that never waste and lose out in terms of company of the Shaykh. Sohbat the Shaykh is very valuable. May Allah Ta'ala give us all this tawfiq, this capability and ability. Ameen. Do maraqabah, concentrate on the heart, focus on the heart, and make intention that the mercy of the nur of Allah's mercy, the light of Allah's mercy, due to the sadaqah and blessings of the mashaykh, this is descending into our hearts, the nur of Allah's mercy, and by being grateful to Allah, we reciting, our heart is reciting, Allah, Allah, Allah.